The motto of the United Methodist Church is open hearts, open minds, open doors. But when it comes to intelligent design, some United Methodist officials are being anything but open. In fact, they're trying to use their authority to prevent other United Methodists from even hearing about intelligent design. This is John West, Associate Director of Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. On this episode of ID the Future, I'm going to tell you about an over-the-top effort by leadership of the United Methodist Church to ban intelligent design from an upcoming meeting. And I'm going to let you know what you can do to overturn the ban. Every 4 years, United Methodists hold a meeting called the General Conference. The meeting attracts thousands of Methodist leaders from around the globe. This coming May, the United Methodist General Conference will be held in Portland, Oregon. As part of that upcoming meeting, United Methodist leaders invited outside groups to sponsor exhibit tables that offer resources and information that might be helpful to Methodist congregations and ministries. Following up on this invitation, Discovery Institute applied to sponsor an information table. That table would highlight resources showing the compatibility of faith and science. As I'm sure you know already, Discovery Institute supports the work of scientists and scholars who think there's evidence of intelligent design in nature. Now, intelligent design is not based on faith, but it does have positive implications for faith. According to Orthodox Darwinists, science supplies evidence that life is the product of unguided material processes, and this evidence undercuts the rationality of belief in God. But if nature supplies evidence of purposeful design, then science, far from undermining belief in God, would provide evidence that is consistent with that belief. Evidence of intelligent design in nature doesn't prove that God exists, but it's certainly friendly to belief in God. Not that you'd know that fact from the behavior of some United Methodist officials. Several weeks into the application process to sponsor an information table, Discovery Institute was informed that it wouldn't be allowed to be an exhibitor at the United Methodist General Conference after all. The alleged reason? A United Methodist resolution from several years ago that opposed the introduction of what it called faith-based ideas like intelligent design into public school science classrooms. We pointed out to United Methodist officials that Discovery Institute doesn't actually favor pushing intelligent design into public school science classrooms. In addition, the idea of intelligent design itself is not faith-based. It's based on the evidence from nature itself. It didn't matter. United Methodist officials refused to relent in their ban. Now, the United Methodist Church is a private organization, and of course it has the legal right to exclude whatever group it wishes from its own meeting. But that doesn't make its decision to ban Discovery Institute from sponsoring an information table the right decision. United Methodist leaders insist they're open-minded. But their effort to prevent other United Methodists from even hearing about intelligent design is closed-minded in the extreme. Because it's based on the evidence of nature, intelligent design doesn't require a particular religious commitment. Nonetheless, the idea that nature displays evidence of purposeful design has been a standard belief for many Christians, past and present. The Apostle Paul writes about this idea in the book of Romans. And many Christian thinkers, whether Protestant, Catholic, or Eastern Orthodox, have embraced the idea of intelligent design right up to the present. Indeed, I suspect that many United Methodists believe in intelligent design, and I very much doubt that the Methodist leaders who are trying to blacklist intelligent design are truly representing the diverse members of their own denomination. But if this decision isn't overturned, many United Methodists won't even have the option of hearing about intelligent design. If you think United Methodist leaders are out to lunch in trying to ban Discovery Institute from even sponsoring an information table, I'd encourage you to speak up. If enough people contact the United Methodist officials behind this decision, perhaps they will reconsider. We've set up a simple webpage to make it really easy for you to contact the key officials. You'll find it at www.discovery.org/UMC. That's www.discovery.org/UMC. If you go to that webpage, you can easily send an email to all the relevant officials at once. It will take you just a couple of minutes or less. So if you think intelligent design merits open discussion and consideration, please say so to United Methodist Church officials. They need to hear from you. If we don't stand up when free discussion is under attack and being shut down, that's going to encourage even more censorship. Again, the webpage you can go to in order to quickly send a message to United Methodist officials is www.discovery.org/UMC. That's www.discovery.org/UMC. I hope you will send a message today. For ID the Future, this is John West. Thank you for listening, and thank you for helping defend the right of people to hear about intelligent design.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.